Again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Skrosky. Good morning, Coach Skrosky.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Doing just fine. You guys had a tough one at home on Saturday against Richmond, a game that you certainly were in throughout the first half and got away from you a little bit in the second half. Give me your breakdown of the game.
Well, certainly, you know, a good football team. You know, Danny's done a great job there. We knew going in it was going to be a challenge. As you had said, we, you know, played competitively in the first half. You know, field position was somewhat of an issue. We had two drives, you know, that started up inside our own five, but we were able to, you know, hold them to two field goals and a missed field goal and came out into pretty good defense. But we said, you know, going into the game, it was going to take four things, really, to win the game, and we needed all four. And first and foremost was the turnover battle, and we ended up minus two on that end. And we all know, you know, the importance of that statistic in every game. But when you play a quality team like Richmond, you know, you needed to, you know, be able to win that. And then we needed our pass game to be meaningful. You know, we needed to get some big chunk yardage and just weren't. You know, we tried a couple shots early on, just weren't able to execute in that regard. But, you know, overall we played hard and, you know, the sign of a good team. You know, Richmond came out that second half and scored on four consecutive drives. And obviously, you know, we were able to put one in to make it 28-7, but, you know, really pulled away and a good team, no question about it.
You mentioned how good the defensive effort was, at least through the first half. But Richmond did Richmond kind of wear your guys down a little bit on the defensive side? Did you feel like?
Well, I think for the last 2 years, I'd say this about Richmond. I think they're certainly a two-dimensional team. You know, I think even with their running back situation, you know, being what it is, they're still playing with what I feel are, you know, certainly a quality back, and but it goes to what they do up front. You know, and then it sets up the play-action game. And I think for the most part, we did a pretty good job of, you know, keeping the ball. You know, every game we saw, you know, the ball was going to number 12 on a 50-yard touchdown, it seemed like. For the most part, we were able to keep the ball underneath, but it still opens up big chunks when they get the run game and then the play-action game going. They play to that strength. You know, they were able to convert some third down. So I think it was a combination of wore down, but, you know, also a combination of Richmond, you know, being one of those teams that certainly throws and runs the ball well, and it's hard to commit to one or the other. And, you know, they put you in that dilemma that all offenses want to do, without question, but they have the people to do it.
Warren Messer with his second straight game. He had 10 tackles, second straight double-digit game, and John Silas gets a lot of attention, and rightly so, but talk about how Warren has been playing for you lately.
Good. You know, he went through some injury, missed a little bit there earlier in the season, and came back UNH and played a strong game and certainly played pretty well at Richmond. A couple coverage issues that he had, and hopefully that's his youth and inexperience. But, you know, Warren plays with a passion for the game. He prepares hard to play the game. And I think his study shows up. I think he had a pretty good beat on stuff, and certainly we're excited about him. You know, he's just a sophomore, but he's certainly becoming one of the better players on our defensive side of the ball.
You touched on some struggles in the passing game, only 92 yards in that game. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, any reason for not being able to move the ball through the air?
Well, I think it was a combination. We missed some easy throws, and it started really right from the start of the game. And I think against a team like Richmond, and I said this to Danny before the game, you know, they know what they are on defense, and they know what they're stopping, and they're going to load the box. And, I mean, it is as much a nine-man front as you can be in. Their corners get isolated, and they're okay, you know, giving you those isolations. And if you don't hit them on a consistent basis, it's going to be hard to run the ball, you know, five and four and five and four, just, you know, from a sheer number standpoint. So when you have the easy throws on the outside, you need to be able to make them, and then you need to, you know, get some chunk yardage. And I think that's something that Albany had done in the three overtime earlier on, and Stony Brook had done early on as well. And then those teams won the turnover battle. So I think it's a combination We need to make the easy plays when they're available to us, and then those, you know, combat balls, the 50-50 balls, you know, some people call them, you need to be able to win those. And, you know, we got shut out in that category. So, again, it's a tribute to them and what they do on both sides of the ball. But defensively, they're, you know, if you can't get some chunk plays on the outside, it's tough hoeing inside.
Even with that, and as good as they are, you did get some yards rushing. DeShaun McNair with another solid game, 77 yards on 18 carries and a late touchdown. And then with he and Malcolm Summers, a couple of good young backs. Are you excited about the future with those guys?
Very much so. And that was one of the positives coming out. I thought our front did a pretty good job all day. You know, we've been saying this all week. It's just, you know, when you get down to that 21-0, then the run game. So we kind of tried to stay with it just to keep the game, you know, intact. We didn't want to go three and out and get our defense on the field too much. But certainly both Malcolm and DeShaun are playing well right now. I think combined they were right around 125 or 130. So, you know, I think both of those guys are playing well. We're blocking guys pretty well. And like I said, the hard part on Saturday against Richmond is, you know, you block the front seven, but the safeties are sitting there at, you know, 6, 7, 8 yards, and, you know, it's tight. You know, it's tight quarters. So we got some plays on the outside that helped us, that gave us some angles on the safeties. But right now, I think our run game is, you know, I'm pretty pleased with where it's at.
You guys head back out on the road Saturday to UAlbany, which got off to a 4-0 start, but has lost some three in a row against some pretty stout competition. As you've started to break down them, what challenges will they present for you?
Well, certainly Greg has done a great job. I think, you know, he has a mentality for what he wants to do, and they're running the ball well. You know, obviously the number 24, Hank, I'm going to not try to pronounce the hyphenated name, but he's a kid I remember from high school, played at a very good program in New Jersey. I know Greg raved about him last year, but, you know, this is our first year with Albany on the schedule, and he certainly is. He's gone for over 100 yards in 5 of 7 games. They won their 1A game against Buffalo, which is, you know, it gives you an indication of what the competition in our league is like. And now they've had three tough ones in a row, you know, two, you know, top 20 teams in Richmond and Villanova, and then, you know, lost a tough one to Maine. And Maine, you know, really won the game with a lot of big plays. So we know it's going to be a tough physical game. You know, Greg's got them playing good defensive football, running the ball well. And then you watch them against Richmond, and they were able to throw the ball. So, you know, even though the running back probably gets most of the notoriety, I think, you know, they got some quick receivers and speed guys on the edge. And, you know, when they need to throw it, I think they're able to do it with some pretty good chunks. So it'll be another good challenge. They've been I don't know if they'll be ranked coming out of the loss to Villanova, but I think they were in the rankings for 5 weeks. And, again, it shows everybody the amount of depth, quality depth that we have in our conference.
Any similarities? You guys are both with pretty young teams trying to build programs. Any similarities between the two of you guys as far as trying to get into this upper echelon of this conference?
Well, I think there are. You know, I think the schools are different. Obviously, our locations are very different.
Right.
But I think in regard to what Greg is trying to build there and what we're trying to do here, he and I have talked about this at some of our gatherings. You know, first and foremost is size and big. You know, I think he's referenced it even in his post-game comments. You know, we're not a real big team right now. So, you know, I think we're both working in that regard. I think I could say on our part, I know our strength program, our summer and winter program, I can't be more pleased with. And, you know, I think that's an area where we're both working to build the program. So those are similarities, I think, from a football standpoint. And then just trying to create a culture of, you know, hard work and you know, toughness. I think mental and physical toughness is, you know, you go through the grind that the CAA is.
All right, Rich, thanks as always for your time today. Safe travels on the trip to Albany, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.